It's Monday, August the 10th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Belarusians on the streets and a high-profile Hong Kong arrest. First, the world in brief. Demonstrators clashed with police across Belarus after the government's exit polls declared that Alexander Lukashenko had won presidential elections in a landslide. Mr. Lukashenko has ruled the country for 26 years, but opponents reckon he rigs the elections. His opponent Svetlana Tikhanovskaya entered the race after her husband, an anti-government blogger who planned to run, was jailed by the government. Jimmy Lai, a media tycoon, was arrested for colluding with foreign forces under Hong Kong's harsh new national security law. Mr. Lai, who owns Apple Daily, is a prominent pro-democracy campaigner. Other executives from the newspaper were also taken into custody. Over the weekend, the Trump administration slapped sanctions on several Hong Kong officials, including Carrie Lam, the territory's chief executive. Australia recorded 100 coronavirus deaths, its deadliest day yet. However, the caseload in Victoria State, the centre of the country's epidemic, looks to be on a downward path. America, meanwhile, passed 5 million recorded COVID-19 infections, while Brazil passed its own grim milestone of 3 million cases. Worries about a second spike in COVID-19 infections in Europe grew as Britain announced the highest number of new positive tests recorded on a single day since June. The news came after British regulators recalled up to 750,000 unused COVID-19 testing kits made by Randox, a Northern Irish biotech firm, after finding that they failed to meet technical standards. With Congress still far from striking a deal over a further stimulus bill, President Donald Trump took matters into his own hands. He signed an executive order that purports to extend a moratorium on evictions, defer student loan payments, and authorize $400 a week in additional unemployment benefits. State governments would have to contribute $100 per payment, which many cannot afford. Protests rocked Beirut, the capital of Lebanon, amid public fury over an ammonium nitrate explosion in the city's port last week that killed at least 158 people and wounded more than 6,000. Some of the demonstrators called for an uprising to overthrow the country's government. Lebanon's top Maronite Christian patriarch called for the cabinet to resign. And Saudi Aramco announced that it will still pay out $75 billion in dividends to its shareholders this year, even as profits in the quarter to the end of June tumbled by 73% year-on-year. Saudi Arabia's state oil giant, which became the world's most valuable listed company when it was floated in December, was recently overtaken in value by Apple, an American tech firm.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.